Ara us convidem al teatre. Entreu i poseu-vos còmodes a la fila 7, un programa de teatre musical amb Sergi Corbella.
Bona nit i benvinguts a Fila 7. Amb aquesta sintonia aixequem un dissabte més el taló d'aquest teatre tan especial. Un teatre que té una única funció setmanal i que en mitja hora pretén entrar i gaudir d'un món tan apassionant com és el del teatre musical. Dimecres passat va fer 35 anys que es va estrenar al Teatre Imperial de Nova York el musical El violinista sobre la teulada, una obra entranyable que explica paral·lelament la història del poble de Natefka i la vida d'un lleter humil, en Tèbia. Escoltem una cançó.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match. Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see. For Papa, make him a scholar. For Mama, make him rich as a king. For me, well, I wouldn't taller if he were as handsome as anything. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone, so find me a match of my own.
Harver, since when are you interested in a match? I thought you just had your eye on your books.
Yes, and you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Why not? We only have one rabbi, he only has one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. And whatever Yenta brings, you'll take.
Right? Of course, right.
Hardl, oh Hardl, have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's young. Oh right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch. True? True. I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. Harver, I found him. Will you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall. That is from side to side, but he's a nice man, a good catch. Right, right. You heard he has a temper. He'll beat you every night, but only when he's sober. So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince? Well, I do the best I can. With no money, no dowry, no family background, be glad you've got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please, take your time. Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good. Dear Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you were also a bride. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl can get burned. So bring me no ring, groom me no groom, find me no find, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless man.
El violinista sobre la teulada va ser un gran èxit, aconseguint guanyar el Premi Tony al millor musical i establint un rècord a Broadway amb més de 3.200 representacions. Segurament el productor ja no es fa la pregunta que tanta popularitat li va donar al protagonista del musical quan cantava If I Were a Rich Man.
Oh Lord, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, I have a dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. All day long I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. I have a dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a bitty, bitty rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I'd build a big, tall house with the rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof and a real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with the chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each love with a key, with a coo, with a gay, with a ga, will end like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh, yeah. If I were a rich man, all day long I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty, bitty rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I see my wife, my gold, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to phone on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebbe Tavie, pardon me, Rebbe Tavie, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eye. Answer right or wrong. When
when you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day, and that would be the sweetest thing of all. Oy. If I were a rich man, all day long I bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
En Tevi, el lleter del poble de Natefka, es preocupa pel futur de les seves filles i pretén trobar un bon partit per cada una d'elles. Escoltem un moment del musical quan en Tevi celebra que el carnisser del poble es vol casar amb la seva filla Zaitel.
To our prosperity, to our good health and happiness, and most important, to life, l'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim, to life.
Here's to the father I try to be.
Here's to my bride-to-be.
L'chaim, to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us,
blessing and bruising us.
Drink l'chaim to life. God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, l'chaim. To Zaitl, my daughter,
my wife. It gives you something to think about,
something to drink about.
Drink l'chaim to life. Red vodka.
Yes, there's our wolf.
Drinks for everybody.
What's the occasion?
I'm taking myself a bride.
Who's it to be?
Tevye's eldest, Zaitl.
Say, let's live another day. Drink l'chaim to life. We raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck that's favored you. We know that when good fortune favors two such men, it stands to reason we deserve it too. To us and our good fortune, be happy,
be healthy,
long life.
And if our good fortune never comes, here's to whatever comes.
I ara passem a un altre clàssic del teatre musical, perquè demà farà 42 anys que es va estrenar a Nova York, West Side Story, de Leonard Bernstein, un musical del que se n'han fet molts muntatges, com ara fa 2 anys aquí a Barcelona, o l'any passat a Londres, que encara es representa.
See them cops. They believe everything they read in the papers about us cruddy JDs. So that's what we give them. Something to believe in.
Hey, you!
Who, me, Officer Krupke?
Yeah, you! Give me one good reason for not dragging you down to the station house, you punk!
Dear kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks.
Gee, Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good,
there is good, there is good, there is untapped good. Like inside, the worst of us is good.
That's a touching good story.
Let me tell it to the world.
Just tell it to the judge.
And God is the good.
Dear kindly judge, your honor, my parents treat me rough with all their marijuana. They won't give me a puff. They didn't wanna have me, but somehow I was had. Leap on lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Wait, Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy don't need a judge, he needs an analyst care. It's just his neurosis that ought to be quite. He's psychologically destroyed.
I'm destroyed.
We're destroyed. We're destroyed. We're the most destroyed. Like we're psychologically destroyed.
In the opinion of Esquire, this child is depraved on account he ain't had a normal home.
Hey, I'm depraved on account I'm deprived.
So take him to a head shrinker. You.
Who, me?
My daddy beats my mommy clobbers me. My grandpa is a commie, my grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache, my brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Yes, Officer Krupke, he shouldn't be here. This boy don't need a couch, he needs a useful career. Society's played him a terrible trick. Unsociologically, he's sick.
I am sick.
We are sick, we are sick, we are sick, sick, sick. Like we're sociologically sick.
In my opinion, this child does not need to have his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease. Hey, I got a social disease. So take him to a social worker.
Which way?
Dear kindly social worker, they tell me get a job, like be a soda jerker, which means like be a slob. It's not I'm anti-social, I'm only anti-work. Glory, Ozzy, that's why I'm a jerk.
Officer Krupke, you've done it again. This boy don't need a job, he needs a year in the pen. It ain't just a question of misunderstood. Deep down inside him, he's no good.
I feel good.
We're no good, we're no good.
The trouble is he's lazy.
The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's crazy.
The trouble is he stinks.
The trouble is he's growing.
The trouble is he's grown.
Krupke, we've got troubles of our own. Officer Krupke, we're down on our knees.
'Cause no one wants a fella with a social disease.
The Officer Krupke, what are we to do? The Officer Krupke.
Aquest estiu ha tornat a representar-se a Londres durant unes setmanes el musical If Anything Happened on the Way to the Forum de Stephen Sondheim, un muntatge precís i curiós per la peculiaritat del teatre on es representava, que era l'aire lliure i al mig d'un jardí. Escolta'm una cançó.
Maids like me are neat. I like maids, they're neat. Something no household should be without. Every Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to put around the house. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently a congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Someone whom you hire when you're short of help, to offer you the sort of help you never get from a spouse. Fluttering up the stairway, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, buttering all around the house. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a
someone
maid.
Who, when fetching you your slipper, will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Skittering down the hallway, flittering through the parlor, tittering in the pantry, littering up the bedroom, pottering all around the house.
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl, a loyal and unswerving girl who's quieter than a mouse.
Oh, oh, think of her at the dustbin, especially when she's just been traipsing about. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful living in?
Giving out.
Oh,
everybody ought to have a maid. Daintily collecting bits of paper and strings, appealing in her apron strings,
beguiling in her blouse.
Clattering through the attic,
shattering in the cellar,
clattering in the kitchen,
clattering in the bedroom,
pottering all around the house.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable,
and quieter than a mouse.
Oh, oh, wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with her thimble, mending a gown. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
leaning up,
leaning down.
Oh!
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee, and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
Wriggling in the ante room, jiggling in the living room, giggling in the dining room,
wiggling in the other rooms,
sputtering all around.
Se'ns acaba el temps i Antoni Huguet a les vies de so i Sergi Corbella, qui us ha parlat, ens acomiadem de tots vosaltres. I per baixar el taló escoltarem una cançó de George Gershwin, que demà farà 101 anys que va néixer. I ja ho sabeu, nosaltres hi tornem la setmana que ve. Us espero. Bona nit i que passeu molt bon diumenge.
I've always been considered quite a delicate child, watched over by a governess and nurse. To say I've led a sheltered life is putting it mild. I promise you it couldn't be much worse. Mother always called me her hothouse rose, and all the dates I had were with hothouse beaux. But now that I am old enough to cast a few votes, I'm going out and so a few. Dare to handle squeeze me till I'm weak. I've been pampered enough, baby. Keep on treating me rough.
Treat me rough, brush my hair. Don't you dare to handle me with care. I know it's a shower and a shower. Keep on treating me wild. Treat me rough, pinch my cheek. Get the line and squeeze me.
Was born, they found a silver spoon in my mouth. I had a barber just to curl my hair. If winter came, the mater carried me to the south. The point is that I had the best of care. Women and head waiters fawned on me. Life was just a bore till it dawned on me that if I'd ever want to be a man amongst men, I'd have to be manhandled now and then. So treat me rough, muss my hair. Don't you dare to handle me with care. I'm no innocent child, baby. Keep on treating me wild. Treat me rough, pinch my cheek, and hug and squeeze me until I'm weak. I've been pampered enough, baby. Keep on treating me right.